Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
I thought that was a great speech.
Well, we got your excise tax.
Well, I was...
It goes beyond that. But I think maybe, Jerry, we pulled the rug out from under those bastards have been after us. What do you think?
Well, I think Wilbur Mills will have a few seconds thought. Well, my reaction to that...
What was your... You really thought it was right, though, do you?
Absolutely. The tax package is tremendous. The cutback in spending, what, 4.7 domestically.
I like that, huh?
And the 10% on
foreign aid. Yeah.
That'll be damn well received. And the only thing I don't understand, and I'm not an expert in this area, is the international side.
Well, that's so technical. What it really gets down to is they're trying to bust the dollar, and it doesn't have anything to do with the American market. So we just have to quit redeeming in gold, and then we work out a new system. That's all it means. But the key line there was, I said, the dollar would not be the hostage of international money traders anymore.
The imposition of wage, price, and dividend controls, I think all you have to do is prosecute one or two, and that'll take care of the rest.
We're going to.
Well, I think that's the key, Mr. President.
The people probably want it, don't they, Jerry?
I think they do, although...
You can't tell. They say that the polls show they do, but you never know what they'll do in a clinch.
Well, it all depends, you know. The guy that raised his prices yesterday, he'll love it.
But the point is, the main thing is having it 90 days.
Right.
And then moving off to a wage price board, which is what we're going to do. We've got to get out of it. After 90 days, it'll break down, you know.
Well, the main thrust, though, of the whole package is, I think, going to be damn well received.
Well, it's jobs, fighting the cost of living, and protecting America abroad. They may not understand the dollar, but I think they understood that when I said that we've given $143 billion to build up our competitors, and now, by gosh, we're not going to fight with one hand tied behind our back.
And I think the 10% imposition of a duty, or whatever you call it, is going to be damn helpful in some of these areas where there's been a lot of competition.
That's right. That's right.
Does that begin tomorrow?
Today.
Today.
Oh, this minute. No.
Well.
See, I can impose that unilaterally, and I can impose the wage price freeze unilaterally.
Right.
So that, as of this moment, it's done. The other things require congressional action.
Well, overall, the parts that I understand, I think, are damn good, substantively as well as politically. And you will have to get your experts to explain to me the form.
Don't try to understand it. Don't try. Believe me, I've been over it for months. I think I understand it, but it isn't worth the trouble.
Let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
The comment about the convertibility of dollars...
into gold and other assets.
Right.
Yeah, that's special drawing rights, SDRs, and they're, it's so damn complicated. Let me say this. It really isn't something we should be worried about. There needs to be a new international system. I felt it for many years, and the last 2 years I've told Arthur Burns, you've got to go. Everybody agrees we have to have it. You've got to give shock treatment to other countries. The major countries that are really giving it to us are the Germans and the Japanese. So we're trying to force them to get in line. The French and the British are okay. The other countries don't matter, see?
Right.
That's what it is.
Well... I think
but don't try to understand international thing, believe me.
Well, this will be a major factor in the re-election of Bob Griffin.
Well,
and
he can take credit for it. Tell him to take credit for it.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Well,
I thought it was great.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right.
Good of you to call.
Thank you.